We hear in our gospel that Peter and John, as they got to the tomb, they looked in and they saw the empty tomb and the burial cloths there. The Shroud of Turin is one of the most interesting artifacts we have in the church. And many people believe that the shroud is the main burial cloth that covered the full body of Jesus when he was in the tomb. And this cloth has been studied and analyzed by different scientists throughout the years. And the cloth reveals a lot of details about our Lord's passion, because they can tell from the blood, the location, and the amounts, they can tell a lot about what our Lord underwent through his passion. They can even see details like how his thumbs were retracted, because the nails had gone through the nerves in his wrists, and that would have pulled his thumbs in. And in the shroud, the cloth reveals that. But more interesting than even the information we can pull from the shroud about our Lord's passion is the image that's on the cloth. And it's not a flat image, you know, like a painter would paint on a flat canvas. It's actually a three-dimensional image, because it was formed on a cloth that was actually laying in, across a body. And so it's a three-dimensional image. And the image is actually a negative, not a positive. Most images that we see are a positive, but it's a negative. Like film in a camera receives a negative. And what a lot of people think the reason why it's a negative is because they believe that that image was formed at the moment Jesus Christ's soul reunited with his body at the resurrection. And as light, you know, flowed forth and burst forth from his body, that it imprinted that image on the cloth at that moment. And the skeptics will claim that it's a medieval forgery. But yet here we are in 2022, and we have no explanation as to how this image could have been made through natural means. And we don't have any technology today that could replicate an image like that. And so to claim that it's a skeptic, you'd have to claim that they had technology 1,000 years ago, and we don't have that technology today. But what the shroud does is it testifies to the very heart of what we believe happened on Easter Sunday. We celebrate a real historical event where Jesus Christ came back from the dead. And he didn't come back just to his natural life. It wasn't that he was just resuscitated. You know, like somebody whose heart stops and then you shock them and then they come back to their natural life. But when Jesus rose from the dead, he came back to a new form of life. He came back with a resurrected body. Our bodies are created for time. They break down. You know, as people age, you know, they get wrinkles, they get gray hair, our joints don't work the way that they used to. You know, our bodies break down because they're only made for a certain number of years. A resurrected body is made for eternity. It will never decay. It will never age. And it will never experience pain. The change with the resurrection is not just a physical change, but there's also a spiritual change that needs to happen. The people who attain the resurrection will never commit sin, because their will be perfectly conformed to the will of our Heavenly Father. And God is pure goodness. And so in order to have divine life, the life of the resurrection flowing through us, our wills need to be perfectly conformed to the will of God. For someone who attains the resurrection, it would be unthinkable for them ever to commit sin. And they don't have the discord that we have within ourselves, where we're tempted to do things that we know are wrong and we shouldn't do. They don't have that. The people who attain the resurrection, their wills are perfectly conformed to the will of God. And the most important change about a resurrected body is the ability to see the face of God. As human beings, we can't look at the sun and just stare at it. We would go blind. It would destroy our retinas. Imagine trying to look at the very face of God, who is the source of all light. We couldn't do it and survive. But the resurrected bodies are made not just for eternity, but they're made to look on the very face of God. And that's the greatest blessing of eternal life. Jesus gives us the life of the resurrection. He wants us to share in that life through the sacraments, through baptism, through confirmation, through confession, and most importantly, through the Holy Eucharist, which is truly the food of eternal life. Which means if we're obedient to the will of God, and every act of obedience to God's commandments leads us closer to the resurrection. Every act of disobedience pulls us further away. But if we're obedient to him, and if we're faithful to Jesus Christ and his commandments and to his church, we will one day experience the resurrection ourselves. We will have immortal bodies. We will live in a state of perfect conformity to the will of God, where we've attained inner integrity and purity of conscience. And we will be able to look upon the very face of God. That's the joy that we celebrate at Easter. The resurrection of Jesus Christ and our ability to share in that resurrection. And there is only one path to that resurrection, and that is through Jesus Christ. Because as Jesus himself says, no one comes to the Father except through me. There is only one path to get there. And by being here in the Catholic Church, we have found that path right here in the sacraments that we can experience this very morning. And that's why we have every right to celebrate this morning on Easter Sunday. You know, it often makes me sad that so many people don't recognize the gift that we have in the Catholic Church. They haven't found the joy of Easter. And for some people, it's because they don't believe or they don't understand the significance of the resurrection. You know, they still face the reality of death, but they have no way to psychologically or spiritually face it. There's no answer to them without faith. And there's other people who accept or buy into this vague belief that everybody goes to heaven. So why would we need Easter? Why would we need to celebrate at Easter if everybody goes to heaven? But there's no truth in that. That's just artificial optimism. The only true hope is the hope that's found on the other side of Calvary. The only true hope is the resurrection that comes after we unite ourselves to the passion and death of Jesus Christ. That is the only true hope. And so today on Easter Sunday, we rejoice in the reality that Jesus Christ is truly risen from the dead. And every Sunday of the year is actually a mini Easter, where we celebrate each and every Sunday the joy of the resurrection. Because there is nothing more important for us to be celebrating, and there's nothing that should bring us greater joy than the reality of Easter. Because it means that we do not need to cower in fear from the reality of sin and death. We can face those knowing that we have forgiveness and that we can find eternal life through Jesus Christ. We don't have to hold some naive optimism that isn't rooted in reality. We believe in Jesus Christ risen from the dead. And the deeper our faith is, the more joy we will experience today, this Easter, and forever.